Please stand for the flag salute.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. The time is now 8:14. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci's absent, excused. Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Tucci. He is absent, excused this evening.
Just let's do the minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have minutes for December 17, 2019, December 31st, 2019, and January 2nd, 2020. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
For the public, we're going to be going a little out of order with the agenda to have our professionals get in and out of here, and also some of our guests. So I'm going to go to public hearing, ordinance number 3436, an ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex amending Nutley Phase 2A redevelopment plan. A motion to open the public hearing. Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3436? Motion to close the public hearing.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Move it.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. I'm going to move now to resolutions 3520, 3620, and 3720. Mr. Inglesino, you want to give us some background on that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. John Inglesino from Inglesino Webster. I'm Special Redevelopment Counsel for the Township of Nutley. We just passed an ordinance amending the redevelopment plan, which would essentially provide a short-term measure for medical school students to park in the new garage located behind buildings 100 and 200. The original redevelopment plan, as you may recall, strictly limited parking in the garages to tenants and occupants of buildings 100 and 200, and specifically precludes any other vehicles from parking in those garages. We were approached by the medical school, who have been working obviously with PRISM, who owns the garages, for a temporary opportunity for medical school students to park in the building 100-200 garage while the garage for the medical school is being constructed. This is a short-term measure. The ordinance that you just passed automatically terminates and expires on September 30th, at which time medical school students will no longer be permitted to park in the garage. But again, this was done really to accommodate safety concerns for the medical school students to be able to park in the garage while their garage is being constructed. You're now going to consider a resolution to amend the redevelopment agreement essentially in a way that mirrors the redevelopment plan ordinance that you just passed. So that is one of the resolutions that is up for consideration tonight. And then that amended redevelopment agreement, which has been reviewed both by counsel for the medical school and counsel by PRISM, can then be executed by the mayor. Also, you're going to be considering tonight resolutions regarding the assignment and assumptions of the redevelopment agreement and of the financial agreement with respect to Building 100. That is the building that is occupied by Ralph Lauren. Prism, or P.D. Nutcliffe, the owner of that building, has entered into a contract to sell that building to Lulima, who is a contract buyer. As you know, there is a financial agreement providing for tax abatement for Building 100, which was previously passed by the commissioners. There's also a redevelopment agreement governing Building 100 that was passed by the commissioners. The two resolutions tonight would authorize for an assignment of both of those documents to Lulima. The financial agreement in particular requires your consent, which cannot be unreasonably withheld, delayed, or conditioned. Because, there is a tax abatement involved here, the agreements contemplate a process whereby the commissioners have an opportunity to do some due diligence on the incoming buyer, which you have done. We have sent out a checklist of items, particularly financial items and management items, to ensure that the new buyer is a capable buyer, both financially and from the perspective of management, to be able to own these buildings. Some of the commissioners, I know most of you, have also met with principals of the new buyer. The new buyer has provided all of the information that has been requested, and so we would recommend that you would approve the resolutions that authorize the mayor to sign the assignment and assumption agreement for the financial agreement, and also with regard to the redevelopment agreement as well. As an aside, the redevelopment agreement for Building 100 appears that it won't last for very much longer, as there's an effort being made before the planning board to obtain a final approval for that building, at which time the town will be able to provide a certificate of completion, which will technically take Building 100 out of the redevelopment process. Of course, the financial agreement will live on for 30 years in accordance with those terms, but Building 100 will then have satisfied or completed, I should say, the redevelopment process. The other two agreements for which you have resolutions on, actually it's one resolution for two agreements, are escrow agreements with respect to Phase 2B and also Phase 3, which is for the remainder of the site to be built out. Those agreements simply provide the mechanism whereby the developer will place money into escrow so that the town's professionals can be paid for the work that they do on behalf of the town by money that is funded through the agreement by the developer, as opposed to the taxpayers of Nutley. And so this is, again, a mechanism that is put in place for that. There are also some outstanding bills and so forth that are going to be settled with the developer as part of this. Again, very common. This is the way this structure works, not only in Nutley, but throughout the state in redevelopment, where the redeveloper will fund escrows to pay for the town's professionals, and we need these escrow agreements in place in order to accomplish that. And I think, Mr. Mayor, that's a brief overview of the various items that you described.
Thank you, Mr. Inglesino. Any questions for the commissioner, for Mr. Inglesino, before we proceed? All right, let's move these resolutions. Resolution 3520, authorization to approve the First Amendment to the redevelopment agreement by and between the Board of Commissioners and the Township of Nutley as a redevelopment entity and PB Nutcliffe Master LLC concerning a portion of the Phase 2A redevelopment area. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Resolution number 3620, authorize the Township of Nutley to consent to the partial assignment assumption of the redevelopment agreement and the assignment and assumption of financial agreements relating to the transfer of Building 100 located within Phase 2A of the Hoffman-LaRoche redevelopment area. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Resolution 3720, authorize escrow agreements between PV Nutcliffe Master, providing for a payment reimbursement of township expenses relating to the redevelopment of portions of the Hoffman-LaRoche redevelopment area. Move the resolution.
Move it.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you, Mr. Inglesino. Let's move to communications and correspondence.
Thank you, Mayor. We have several correspondence. I'm going to read them all together first, and then we can have a motion and continue. The Knights of Columbus Holy Family Council has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle drawing on Sunday, April 26, 2020, from 1 p.m. At Holy Family Church, 28 Brookline Avenue. The Nutley Elks Lodge has submitted an application for a social affair permit for the St. Patrick's Day event on Saturday, March 7, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. at 242 Chestnut Street. The Nutley Irish American Alliance has submitted an event application for their 42nd St. Patrick's Day parade to be held on Saturday, March 7, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On Franklin Avenue, starting from Harrison Street and ending at the John Walker Middle School. The Good Shepherd Academy has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle drawing on Sunday, March 29, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. At 24 Brookline Avenue. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church has submitted an application for a social affair permit to be held, to hold their St. Anthony's Feast on Friday, May 29, 2020, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at their property located at 17 Monsignor Owens Place. Luna Wood Fire Tavern has submitted an application for an extension of premises for their St. Patrick's Day event on Saturday, March 7, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 223 Franklin Avenue. The Rotary Club of Nutley has submitted an application for a social affair for their beefsteak dinner event on Saturday, April 4th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 44 Park Avenue. The Friends of Phoenix Center has submitted a social affair permit application for their casino night event to be held on Friday, May 1st at 16 Monsignor Owens Place from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And the Nutley Chamber of Commerce has submitted an event application to hold their annual 5K fun run on Sunday, May 3rd from 5:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's it for communications. Need a motion, please.
Move all of the communications.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Reports. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have a code enforcement report for December 2019, as well as the fourth quarter for 2019, and as well as the 2019 annual report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. Bill list for February 4th, 2020. Public Affairs, $83,811.02. Revenue and Finance, $7,327,915.90. Public Safety, $516,124.66. Public Works, $20,893.73. Parks and Public Property, $659,854.11. Water Utility, $135,865.79.
Move the bills.
One moment, bills. Please. I need to do payroll. Thank you. So regular payroll, overtime payroll for January 24th, 2020 is $39,033.55. Total payroll for January 24th, 2020 is $941,286.05. Payroll retro overtime for January 24th, 2020 is $40,184.56. Total retro payroll is $1,092,765.72 for a grand total of $10,778,516.98.
I'll move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
I have one. Just an update. Just recently, a letter has been circulated to all homeowners from Appraisal Systems. It's the independent appraiser for the township. We are subject to a townwide revaluation of all of our real property in town, both commercial and residential. This is the beginning of the process. It has to be completed by September, October timeframe. But it's beginning the inspection process. I think it's a couple of things. Just as a reminder, people have already asked me about when we revalue the town, how much more in the way of tax dollars do we generate, will we be asking for? And the answer is none. The revaluation does not raise new taxes. The increase in value lowers the tax rate, which zeroes out a tax increase. But depending upon how property values have changed, it could result in a shift between properties. I want to be clear about answering the question that a revaluation does not raise new taxes. The other element is a couple of things that we've been doing and to be prepared for this. One is we've added to the process, and this was some feedback we got the last time, is that when Appraisal Systems will be in an area, they're going to be sending out postcards that will tell the residents in that area that the inspector is coming. If they happen to miss the owner, they will leave them a card to let them know that they were there, and they can schedule to have them come back to look at the interior of the property. While they're there, they will look at the exterior as a process step. The most important thing about this is that, one, we wanted to make sure that they were being courteous and that they were notifying residents about this process. But the most important piece is that we've coordinated with the Public Safety Department and Commissioner Petracco to make sure that every one of the inspectors is wearing a municipal ID and that no one should allow any inspector onto their property unless they actually see a valid municipal ID. So we will be instituting that, and that will go on throughout this process. I've already been asked, well, what's going to happen to the valuation of my home? And that will be determined by the independent appraiser, and those valuation adjustments won't be known until sometime in late September, early October timeframe. So it's the beginning of the process. The last thing I've been asked is, why are we doing this? The last time we did the revaluation of the town, the time prior to that, the town prior revaluation was done in 1977. So from 1977 to 2005, there wasn't anything done. There is a trigger that the Essex County Board of Taxation follows. And so when they hit that, they order revaluation. So where we're at is we have been ordered by the Essex County Board of Taxation to complete a revaluation of the town, and that the revaluation will be completed this year to affect the records for the tax year beginning in 2021. So it's been ordered by the Essex County Board of Taxation. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to have a couple moments of silence if we can. Obviously, we had a terrible, horrible fire in Nutley a couple weeks ago where there was loss of life of a mom and a son. I've been in contact with the family. They're from Park Avenue where I grew up. First of all, that neighborhood, what they did and came together and raised money and all the friends. I met with Mrs. Russo and her son, Alfred. They can't thank the Board of Commissioners, the first responders, everybody enough for what they have done for their family in this tragic moment. I was on the scene, just unbelievable what our first responders, and I'd like to thank all the mutual aid that was sent from all the surrounding towns, and those guys and girls did unbelievable. The EMTs, ambulance squads, police and fire, and it's amazing how they really earned their money and their weight, worth their weight in gold, and the things that they have to take home and they see during their work cycle. So I'd just like to thank them. A dear friend of mine, the Algieri family, they lost their mom last week. And a little story with them, our police officers were able to bring their mom back twice, which is incredible. The Algieri family is so thankful for that. Unfortunately, Mrs. Algieri passed away at the hospital later that evening. But if we can, Mayor, I'd just like to acknowledge the good work of all our first responders, all our departments, your Board of Commissioners coming together, you know, when there's a tragedy in Nutley like we had. So I'd just like to recognize everybody and ask for a moment of silence for both families. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Also like to commend our citizens who really came together and have offered their support through GoFundMe pages, through donations to the family in person, gift cards. When the chips are down, this town rallies around their fellow citizens and always do the right thing. And it's unfortunate that we have to have tragedy for that to kick in, but it is certainly gratifying to know that our citizens do care about everybody. So they should, the whole town should be commended. I do have a couple of announcements. The Winter Farmers Market will be this Sunday, February 9th, from 1:30 to 5:30 at Vincent Methodist Church. And then on Saturday, February 15th, it'll be electronic recycling. All you people who got big screen TVs for the Super Bowl, you can bring your old TVs down to DPW at the September 15th. That's all I have. Ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petracco.
I have ordinance number 3437 tonight, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codifying the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 510, Article 1 and 2, Sections 510-1 through Sections 510-20, entitled Peddling, Soliciting, and Canvassing. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertising in the Nutley Sun, together with notice required by law, and the further consideration of the ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners, I believe, is March
3rd.
March 3rd.
It says February 18th, right?
Which one is it saying? March 3rd, right? It would be March 3rd. March 3rd is the correct
March 3rd.
Yes, please.
Okay. We just got to change it on here.
Reading on March 3rd. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Resolutions, Commissioner Rogers.
Resolution number 1920. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provision of RS 48-4-59, the following transfers of 2019 appropriation reserves be, and the same hereby authorized and approved, from garbage and trash removal, $1,000 to Military and Veterans Affairs Bureau, SMW, $1,000. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Resolution number 20-20, a proclamation to proclaim February as the National Heart Health Month, as written, and so moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans, will you take Commissioner Tucci's resolution?
Yes.
Also?
I would note that for Commissioner Tucci, resolution number 2420 has been pulled this evening, and we'll see it at a later date. 2220, whereas sealed bids were received for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies on December 27, 2019 in the township, whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the contract for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies be awarded to Dot Designing at 242 Possum Hollow Road, Monroe Township, in an amount not to exceed $21,000. Funds are available from account T24909901 and T24909915 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Mayor and the Township Clerk be and who are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said a contract for the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
2520, whereas sealed bids were received for tree removal service on December 27, 2019 in the township, whereas Dujet's Tree Experts, 54 Notch Road, was the lowest bidder in Woodland Park. Whereas the contract is not to exceed $50,000 from account 001-512-200 and has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for tree removal is awarded to Dujet Tree Experts. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I don't have 2320 in my packet. It's 2320 is for Veridian. Oh. Oh, all right. I gave the wrong. So 2320 is off, correct? Thanks. All right. So I'll read 2420. Whereas the Essex County Recreation Open Space Trust Fund provides grants to municipal governments for assistance in the development or redevelopment of municipal recreation facilities, whereas the Township of Nutley desires to further the public interest by attaining a grant from the County Trust for a band shell at Glossbeck Park, whereas the Township is respectfully requesting $148,452 from the County Trust Funds for the express purpose of demolition of the current baseball field site preparation and installation of a band shell. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the County Trust Fund program statement and the Trust Fund Municipal Program Improvement Application instructions and desires to make an application for said grant by providing an application and furnishing such documents as may be required. Whereas the Essex County shall determine whether the application is complete and in conformance with the scope and intent of the County Trust Fund, whereas the Township of Nutley is willing to use the County Trust Fund in accordance with such rules, regulations, and applicable statutes, and is willing to enter into an agreement with the County of Essex for this project. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley 1, that is hereby authorized to submit the above completed project application to the County of Essex by the deadline February 6, 2020, as established by the County, that the Township of Nutley agrees to comply with all applicable federal, state, and local laws, rules, and regulations in its performance of the project, and this resolution shall take effect immediately. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. All right.
That completes Commissioner Tucci's resolutions for the evening. I'll read mine. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provision of RS 48:4-59, the following transfers of 2019 reserve appropriation reserves be in the same are hereby authorized and approved. Construction code official ONE 5,000, administration of township ordinance ONE 20,000, treasurer office ONE $600, and that's moved to construction office salary and wage 25,000 and treasurer's office salary and wage $600 for a total of $25,600. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Planning Board received an escrow deposit in the amount of $4,000 from 432 Owners, Inc. for the property located at One River Road in Nutley. Whereas the escrow fee of $4,000 was collected and deposited into the trust account 15911970. Whereas the Planning Board has reviewed and determined that the balance of the escrow amount of $1,639.50 is due to 432 Owners, Inc. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that the Township Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund the escrow fee in the amount of $1,639.50 to 432 Owners, Inc. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the law firm of Pyro Zenith, Cefelli, Paris, and Genitempo, located at 360 Passaic Avenue in Nutley, has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A.20.5 to provide legal counsel services concerning municipal tax appeals. Whereas such services will exceed the contract amount of $50,000, and the following change order is needed. Change order number one. Provide legal service not to exceed $3,062.25. Whereas funds are available from account 901-204-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number one in the amount of $3,062.65 be and is hereby approved. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, this is Resolution 21-20. I'm just going to read it by title, but this is a resolution for our towing contract with Nicoletti Auto Body Works and Twin Towing, and it's a schedule because they split it, so I'm going to move it as written.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions of RS 40A-4-59, the following transfers of 2019 appropriation reserves be the same and are hereby authorized and approved. From municipal court salary and wage, $1,000. To public defender salary and wage, $1,000. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organization: St. Mary's Catholic Church, license number 120, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Friday, May 29, 2020. Knights of Columbus Holy Family Council, license number 220, off-premise merchandise raffle, to be held Sunday, April 26, 2020. Lincoln School PTO, license number 320, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 420, on-premise merchandise raffle, both to be held Saturday, March 21st, 2020. HSA Good Shepherd Academy, license number 520, on-premise merchandise raffle, and license number 620, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, both to be held Sunday, March 29, 2020. And Friends of Phoenix Center, license number 720, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, license number 820, casino night, to be held Friday, May 1st, 2020, whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved. The municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions RS 40A-40-59, the following transfers of the 2019 appropriation reserve being the same are hereby authorized and approved. From the municipal Municipal Prosecutors O&E 900, Rent Leveling O&E 300, to Municipal Prosecutor Salary and Wage 900, Rent Leveling Salary and Wage 300, for a total amount of 1,200. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley honors the heritage of African Americans and acknowledges their many contributions to our nation, our state, and our township, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley celebrate National African American History Month 2020 in honor of the many achievements and contributions made by African Americans to our economic, cultural, and spiritual development in our nation, our state, and our township. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Before I vote on it, I'd like to, I tell you, I really think it's an appropriate, it is appropriate to mention that one of the greatest African American leaders that we've had ever in this town have crossed our paths was John Walker, Assistant Superintendent of Schools and former principal of Yanacor School. This man was a giant of a role model for people, no matter what race, color, creed, religion, always out there with the kids, always thinking about the teachers, always thinking about the welfare of this community. So although we have Dr. Woodson's name in here, boy, I'd like to just kind of, in the spirit of it, think about John Walker, and I proudly vote yes.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Evans?
Yes, but I vote with an amendment that the resolution include Mr. Walker.
Excellent.
Commissioner Petracco?
Yes.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye with the amendment. Whereas the law firm of Pyro Zinicipelli Paris at Genitempo, 360 Passaic Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional service of pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A-20.5 for the services of an attorney who specializes in municipal land use in connection with the township's land use policies and litigation in the township of Nutley on March 5, 2019 by Resolution 6719, and where such services have exceeded the original contract in the amount of $17,000. And whereas Mayor Scarpelli, on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, has recommended the following change order from said contracts. Change order number one, provide legal services primarily related to the Diamond Springs Township of Nutley case in the amount of $114.98, whereas funds are available from account number 901012205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number one in the amount of $114.98 be and hereby approved. And move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Do you hear me? Commissioner Rogers, Mr. Walker was a gentleman, none better. He was, I dealt with him with my children at school, and he was a gentleman. I agree with you. Mr. Evans, I received an open response where all town employees are responsible for their own schools or their credits. Are you aware of this? I don't know if you received a letter. Would you like a copy of it?
And your question is?
When is it going to happen? Because we were paying for all the classes prior to that.
Commissioner Evans, first of all, Mr. Moore has filed a complaint with the GRC regarding recent Oprah requests, and I'm not so sure it's appropriate that you should respond while there's an active complaint pending, which Mr. Moore has filed against us in addition to other complaints. So this is obviously in the line of his questioning and his complaint to the GRC, so I don't think it's appropriate to comment about that publicly.
I'll be happy. No problem. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. I was wondering if the handbook that you've been working on for the past few years is presently available.
Mr. Genitempo?
Sure. It's been completed. It's being printed up now. We're sending that sent out to the printer, and it's going to be distributed shortly.
And
whether or not it's a public document is another issue. And I understand you're asking for a copy of it, I
yes.
assume. We haven't made that determination. I have to do a little bit of research on that, but the employees will be getting it very, very shortly.
Okay. And if it is available, you pick it up at the town hall?
Yeah, if you over it.
If you have determine, to over it?
Yeah, you have to. Every document has to be over.
Okay.
If we determine it's going to be allowed or turned over, we will turn it over, of course, immediately.
Okay. Thanks. The Great Crossing at Highfield and Whitford, who's responsible for that crossing?
Excuse me, Mr. Rubino, the railroad crossing, is that what you're asking
right,
about?
The Great Crossing. Who's responsible for keeping that, to maintaining that?
Norfolk Southern.
So if I have a complaint, I can make it to them?
You can. You could also make the complaint to DPW. If it's something we can handle, we certainly will. If it's Norfolk Southern's responsibility, we'll make sure to pass it on to them.
I don't know if you've driven on that street. It's really horrendous.
The crossing itself?
Yes. There's like, it's really a bumpy kind of a situation.
That portion of the roadway is Norfolk Southern's.
Okay. I would like the address or the telephone number. Because I really can't hear you. As far as
Norfolk Southern.
Southern, okay.
I don't know if we have that telephone number. Well, we'll certainly find it and try to get it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Also, what's going on with Diamond Springs? Is there anything happening there with that property?
There's nothing happening with the property right now. The matter's still being litigated. It's before a new judge in Essex County, and there are motions pending on the case. There's been discovery exchange recently, but there's nothing active on the property right now.
No. What are they proposing to put there?
There's nothing proposed right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's an issue on zoning right now and interpretation of the map, and that's still the issue before the court.
Okay.
We're not sure when that's going to really be heard.
Right.
The courts are very delayed right now because of lack of judges. So the judges that are working are extremely overworked, and they don't have enough time to get to a lot of the cases, and a lot of the motions are backed up. So that's part of the problem here.
Right. Also, one more thing is, when you hire somebody for part-time work, does that person get health benefits? I mean, how many hours do you have to work in order to get health benefits as an employee in the town of Nutley?
I forget what the statute is.
It's an interesting question because state health benefits are... awarded to people, and in town we have followed generally 30 hours of work in order for someone to get those benefits. It used to be the old standard for many, many years was 20 hours, but that's now been changed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, we are going to go into an executive session for contract negotiations, correct, Mr. Genitempo?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public bodies of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into close executive session to discuss contract negotiations, be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. We will be returning on the record to close the meeting, but no action will be taken.
The time is 8:59.
Good night, everybody.